Here at the Becker Underwood facility in St. Joseph, Missouri, we got to hear a little bit more about the company that was recently acquired by BASF. And when that acquisition was announced last year, early December, we were at the Seed Expo, and I got a chance to speak with Dr. Peter Innes, who's president and CEO of Becker Underwood, at least at the moment. And the first thing, Peter, is I wanted you to talk about is when BASF acquired Becker Underwood, what did they acquire?
Well, I think the first thing, Cindy, to just stress is that one of the major appeals for BASF, for Becker Underwood, was the fact that we didn't compete in any areas. So we didn't have a competitive portfolio of products, which I think by implication implies that we have very complementary and supplementary products to each other. So I think really at the heart of the interest in BASF in Becker Underwood was our biological portfolio for use in both agriculture and horticultural products, and our seed treatment, the expertise that we have in polymer chemistry and generally seed treatments.
So at this point, it's been more or less 6 months or so since the financial details were worked out. And how at this point, give us an update on the integration of BASF, of Becker Underwood into BASF, into this functional crop care, division within the crop protection division.
Yes, well, first and foremost, what we've done, the most important thing is we've been dealing with the most important asset in the business, which is the people. So as you can imagine, there's a lot of work going on, more than 80 people deployed in making sure that integration process went very well. So last week we were able to announce to everybody in the company on a worldwide basis what their role will be going forward, where they'll be located, et cetera, et cetera. So that's the most important thing in our business. Having said that, we are now focusing on this new functional crop care business, and the idea of this in broad terms is that we will have components of that business which are seed solutions, biological solutions, and solutions beyond crop protection which deal with abiotic stresses and challenges of that nature.
Well, one of the things I found interesting that you mentioned under the category of biological solutions was beneficial nematodes. When you said that, you said, I know you folks here in the Midwest don't think of nematodes as being good, but there are some good ones out there, right?
Yes, absolutely. Most of our audience in the Midwest think about plant pathogenic nematodes. These are the bad guys, if you like. But there's a whole range of types of other nematodes which are natural insecticides, natural predators of insects. And so in Europe, in the US and in Canada, we sell these beneficial nematodes, which are animals, for the control of insect pests. And in fact, in many parts of Europe, particularly protected crops, glasshouse crops, etc., beneficial nematodes are the standard practice and ways of controlling things like fungus gnats and black vine weevil. So they're well-established products. And they have one great advantage is that they can be used right up to the time of harvest. There's no exclusion period or anything like that. So they're very practical products.
Well, now, this company, nearly 30 years old, you're president and CEO at the moment, and you'll be moving forward with the new functional crop care aspect of this as it is integrated into BASF. What's your role going to be, and really just how do you feel at this point?
You know, there are two aspects to that. The first is that, this has been my life's work, and particularly biologicals. I'm not going to say that it's anything other than a challenge to hand that business to a much larger company. Having said that, I was very, very influential in where this business went to. And I think that the business is in very good hands. It's both in terms of its operations and the way that BASF goes about things and services customers. Not just from that aspect, but also from the aspect that they've got very complementary product portfolio and many more people on the ground in regions such as China, India, where Becker Underwood of our size and scope simply couldn't go, at least in the short term. So there's great advantages for both components, both parties to this merger. On a personal basis, I'm really happy that I'm going to be remaining in the business. I've accepted a role as being a special advisor to the president of the crop protection division within BASF, Marcus Held. And one of the key parts of my role, which I'm really excited about, is to extend the range of technology providers that are available to us. Becker Underwood has historically had very strong relationships with universities, institutes, other companies around the world. And I think that's a model that we can extend in the new environment, in the new world order, and looking forward to doing that.
Well, I guess it's kind of like watching your baby grow up and finally having to, you know, let go a little bit, but at least you still get to hang in there and watch it as it grows wings and flies. All right. Well, thank you very much, Peter, and thank you so much for opening the facility for us here in the media to be able to see and to be able to learn a little bit more about it.
You're welcome, Cindy, and come back anytime or come to any of our operations and we'll show you how we make things. Right. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thank you very much. Here at the Becker Underwood facility in St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.